The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. QUINNCHAM.com. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. I'm Ray Andrewson, Executive Director of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And this is a discussion, an opportunity for you to learn about some of our members, some of their services, all sorts of businesses, from manufacturing, banking, to retail, to insurance, financial planning, and restaurants and in-home care services. And that is our topic of this particular time today. And joining us here to talk about Always Best Care Senior Services, Linda Craig, and Linda is the owner and director of CARE. Linda, it's always good to see you and have you be with us here at the Chamber. Thanks for joining us on this podcast.
Well, Ray, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you for inviting me. And I also thank the Wallingford and Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce for putting together this podcast. It's very exciting to be here.
Yes, it is very exciting. And what I would like to mention to everyone is we're all going to probably age at some point in our lives. At that point in time, we need a little care. If we're frail, if we have physical decline, if we also have extended health issues, somebody may not be able to climb the stairs or may be able to take care of themselves. It is really, as the America ages, a service that's picked up and really become a very professionally operated, sophisticated type of industry. So Linda, let's just talk about what that care entails. America is aging. Children of seniors may live out of the area, or both of the children are working. They have other obligations or raising their own children. They're part of the sandwich generation. So that's where Always Best Care Senior Services comes.
Yes. And so this is a very a field that is growing exponentially. You know, one fact to know, Ray, is that by the year 2030, every baby boomer will be at least 65 years old. So that is the population that we're going to start servicing. Right now, we're still servicing their parents. So we're looking for somebody from 80s into their hundreds. And staying home is now the safest place to be. It's where people want to age. They don't want the nursing homes. They don't want the hospitals. That generation has worked very hard. Their home is their castle, right? So they want to stay in their castle as long as they can. And we are a non-medical home care agency. What that means is we are not providing nursing services or physical therapy or occupational therapy, but what we do provide is personal care services, such as, and this incorporates everything really so that you can stay home safe and age in place. And
go ahead. I want to hear a little bit more about what you're talking about.
Yes, and so what that entails, Ray, is really helping people live. It's helping with personal care, such as bathing, showering, dressing, helping them go to the bathroom, taking place of the duties in the bathroom, helping them ambulate or walk. We're there. We want to try to prevent the falls that unfortunately happen as you age and keep them in an environment that's very safe. Along with those services come light housekeeping and meal preparation as well, and also transportation if needed. So it's basically all encompassing to help them live where they want to live.
It's a comfortable environment to be in your home, especially if you've been there for many, many years. And aging in place has psychological benefits as well. Can you speak to those psychological benefits?
Well, you know something, it helps them. Number one, they're happier, right? When you have to transition and leave your home, there is a little bit of depression that's affiliated with that. They're happier because they're in the comfort creatures of their own home, right? They have their favorite sofa and chairs, and they know how many steps to the bathroom or to the refrigerator. You know, their friends and their loved ones are close by. And so it makes it easier for them to visit. And that all has psychological effects on staying home. Plus, in the COVID era that we're in right now, staying at home also provides safety from illnesses, overcrowding, just having a lot of people in your presence. So there's also a big safety factor there that has a psychological impact as well.
Let's talk a little bit about your caregivers who are professionally trained. When they enter a home, they are caregivers in the most loving sense, but they are also professionals. So they understand that there's sort of an emotional roller coaster that seniors might have first time around having someone in their home taking care of them and mm-hmm. other family dynamics that have come into play. But it's about medical safety. It's also about personal safety and wellness. So how do you train your caregivers?
So our caregivers are the backbone of any home care company, and they're very important to us. So first, before the training even begins, we want to make sure that they are good people coming into the homes. You know, you should always, when you're looking to hire a caregiver, you want to work with an agency that's going to do all the background checks. So we're checking for sex offender status in the state and nationally. We're checking for criminal status in the state and nationally. We're checking for Social Security to make sure they're qualified citizens. We're checking motor vehicle records, which really show quite a lot of information as well. And then references, of course, from their past employers. So we feel very comfortable when they come in to be part of our organization. And training is always ongoing. We also work with an outside agency known as Care Academy, which has over hundreds of different training vignettes that they can always go to. And if they need to brush up to log in and do this remotely as well. We also have different training now that COVID era, I'm not gonna say it's over, but it's relaxed a little bit where we're gonna start more trainings in our office per se and inviting more. So training always begins and is always ongoing. Some of our caregivers, are just good caregivers. They've done this their whole life. They've taken care of people. Others are certified nurse assistants. So there's a gamut of different people that we look into hiring as well.
So with the thorough caregiver training, once in the home, let's walk some folks through what the first week or two would be like to actually have the caregiver in the home.
So before we even bring the caregiver in the home, we're out to visit the client first to really assess the needs of the client. And we're going to see what the living situation looks like. We're going to develop a good care plan that needs to be followed so that we can provide the best quality care possible. And we're going to match the caregiver to the client so that we try to get the best match possible as well too. Then what we're going to do is we're going to walk the caregiver out. We're going to have a representative. Usually Denise is our client care coordinator. She'll walk the caregiver out to the house to introduce them as a caregiver from Always Best Care. The caregiver will already have had the care plan in place, so they know what needs to be done. Sometimes the children are there, sometimes they're not. You know, you mentioned earlier that sometimes the children are out of state. So we come in and we sit down, we go over the care that's going to take place, and then we let care commence. We want the bonding to take place between the client and the caregiver. That's the most important thing to do. You know, we always wait a few days later and call just to assess how things are going, to make sure that bonding is forming and that care is taking place according to the care plan.
So many times when we're thinking about caregiving, we're thinking about one individual within a home, widower, but sometimes there's a couple. So it's not uncommon for you to not just take care of one person at home, but occasionally two.
Sometimes that happens. We have a few clients where we're taking care of both the husband and wife at this point in time. So you run into a whole different situations, you know, that you might encounter. We even take care of younger adults all the way to my oldest was 106 years old.
Yeah, wow, that's remarkable. 106, we'd all love to be there. And I think a lot of us, sometimes with our parents, and I went through this myself, have to really pay close attention, subtle signs, little things that, you know, parents sometimes don't like to burden their children. So they may not let you in to understand some of the challenges they have. You mentioned falls, but just little things like maybe the house isn't as clean anymore. Or maybe you go and you see you know, pots and pans left out. The refrigerator isn't stocked properly as it once was. And just personal grooming, just seeing what an elder would look like. So I'm sure you know that that's what we should be looking at when it's time to call you in.
Yes, right. And that's why communication is even so important when the caregiver's there. Our parents, they're a very proud generation. They really want to manage things on their own. But you are correct in those little subtle signs to look for. You know, God forbid they walk away with the stove on, but, you know, maybe they don't go upstairs anymore because they are too scared of falling. So they're starting to sleep downstairs. You know, they don't want to get out of their easy chair because they don't want to go upstairs. You know, finding food put in leftovers, maybe not in the fridge, but in the cabinet or the closet, you know, little things like this are signs that you do definitely need to look at care to keep your loved ones safe.
So talk about a slightly unpleasant aspect of all of this, and that is not something you're in between, but that is the lack of vision. Shared vision, not just between parent and child, but also among siblings. Certainly there are some siblings who would be very favorable to your type of work, and then others who would hold off on that and would be sort of in denial. So you have to also, and your caregivers are very trained to understand that not everybody would be in agreement about the care.
Well, that's true too. And that actually backs up not so much with the caregivers, but the assessment that we do ahead of time. So our salesperson or myself will go out and meet with the family, and we are not social workers, but it's almost taking on that role to understand the needs of the clients and the family members as well too. You know, and that's why open communication is so important when we take care of somebody. We are constantly in communication with the loved ones, the siblings, the spouse, you know, to just make sure that things are going right, to identify any changes that we see happening. You know, sometimes we get somebody that comes home from a hospital after surgery and they get better and they don't need the care anymore. That's what we want to see, you know, that they can still function on their own. But then we also see the opposite where they're going downhill and they actually need more care in order to keep them safe. You know, just as a side note, we believe that care should, you have to find the best care and the best place for the client as well. Sometimes home is not the safest place. Maybe they can't walk up the stairs. Maybe they're leaving the stove on and walking away. Maybe they're isolated that they have nobody to visit them. If that's the case, Always Best Care Senior Services will also work with clients and help place them in assisted living facilities as well. Sometimes that might be the best place. And sometimes our clients go from care to care in the home to care in an assisted living facility as well. So we're open to really making the best choice possible for the person involved.
Well, in the minute we have left here, we should let all of our listeners know that You know, they have an opportunity to learn more about your services, and actually plan for the services, which I'm sure you appreciate too, talking to somebody a couple of years perhaps ahead of time, just so they have an understanding of what you do. So Linda, if people would like to have that first consultation, what should they do?
They should definitely reach out to Always Best Care Senior Services. Our telephone number is 203-269-1522. Our staff will, you know, very graciously take the call and forward it on to either myself or my salesperson. And we are always open to have a conversation and even just to help educate people what the next steps will be. Many times the loved ones or the children don't know how to proceed in this new environment that they're finding themselves in. And our doors are always open to help them explore that next chapter for their parents.
We've learned a lot. Always Best Care Senior Services. Linda Craig is the owner and director of prayer for Always Best Care Senior Services. Thanks for being a part of our Quinnipiac Chamber podcast today, Linda. We learned a lot.
Thank you very much, Ray.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's randrewson at quinncham.com.